Welcome to Property Talk from Louise's Lounge. My name is Louise Heatley and I'm Managing Director of Exclusive Links Real Estate. With 16 years in the real estate industry, I know a few things and I know a few people. And through our podcast series, it's an opportunity for us to bring you some real estate market insights, some interesting topics, some guest attendees, and it's also an opportunity for you to meet some of the team.
So this morning, Louise is joined by her managing partner, Zara Evans. So great to be with you, Louise, finally. I've been working more behind the scenes on this podcast. So finally, we're together again in your lounge where it all started, on the couch where we used to curl up many times with a glass of wine and just talk about the industry and about our company, Exclusive Links. So today, we couldn't bring a better team of guests to this episode of Property Talk from Louise's Lounge, and we are joined by our award-winning team and some members that have come to join in some of the festivities and bring you our Christmas special edition of the Exclusive Links podcast. Hope you enjoy it, and we certainly will.
Yeah,
and enjoying our week together in Dubai. So thank you.
So Paul, as our property manager, you've worked in various locations this year, head office, Marina Shop, Jumeirah Living, Luxury, doing the handovers. How do you manage it? Do you keep on top of all the clients' expectations?
Yeah, I think we have. We've done a good job this year with the team. You know, we've luckily been able to move around a bit free of this tower over this run that's finished. But yeah, no, I think they've done a good job, and now we're almost at full capacity of our management being rented.
Yeah, no, we've got very few that are vacant at the moment, and everybody's taken all the properties. So do you have any funny stories to share with work? There's always things going on in property management.
Yeah.
What have you got to share?
Well, there's some that obviously we can't discuss. But no, we had, we've been doing the Jumeirah Living. We sit in the back of the concierge office, and there's a little window there, obviously with the blind up, but we have the blind up. And the cars come past. I've had people knocking on the window asking us to valet the car. I've had people dancing in the window at us. And then one knocked on and I slid the door and he says, "Can I order some food?" I thought it was actually a drive-through.
Whenever you see a glass window, it's something to do with valet's food.
Dubai.
Excellent stuff. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here. And have a Merry Christmas.
And you.
Thank you.
After 20 odd years here in Dubai, it delivered a few dreams for me. So yeah, I mean, you guys moved here, we're both in real estate in the UK.
Yeah.
Moved to Dubai together.
Yeah.
Both working at Exclusive Links. So tell me, has Dubai delivered that dream for you guys?
Yeah, definitely. I think like we took a big jump coming from the UK to here, and it's been a complete eye-opener because we've never been to Dubai before.
When we got off the plane, it was the third week of July and it was 48 degrees.
Oh my goodness.
We were thinking a little bit like, what have we actually done?
Yeah. I did that also with a four-month-old baby many years ago, and I did think, you are joking. There was a few less buildings then and so on, but it is a city of dreams. And I must admit, I think driving down the freeway last night, like 12 lanes, cars everywhere, and it was dark. I'm thinking, this is a city of fear. This is not a city of dreams at all. But it's a good one. And you know, you've done some great deals. You're both doing really well. So you're building up the nest egg. What's it like being away from family? I mean, it's.
I think we've both found it like tough at times. We're very lucky we've come out together and we've got each other to sort of rely on and fall back on. Mm-hmm. Since we've been at Exclusive Links as well, we've got more sort of friends as well as just colleagues, you know, that look after each other. So I think that really helps us cope with things.
Yeah, no, definitely. We've got a good like network of friends, and it's a nice atmosphere in the office as well. So,
well, I can tell you some of the friendships that you forge in Dubai will be your friends for life. I can tell you that now quite genuinely because, you know, they become your family and, you know, they become your go-to people. So, you know, for sure. And real estate, obviously, you're loving it. You've both got that running through your veins because that's what you were doing in the UK.
Yeah, and I think here as well, I mean, just with the sort of the visionary sort of leaders that you have, the development that's ongoing, it makes it such a fast, dynamic sort of industry to be in. So yeah, we absolutely love it. Don't
Well, you're selling your dream, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. Everybody you meet, whether it be leasing, whether it be sales, you are selling Dubai. You're selling the dream yourselves, Exclusive Links. So yeah. Well, well done to both of you for absolutely. And Merry Christmas to both of you. Have you got family coming out or?
No, we've decided we're actually probably going to go back at the end of January now.
Okay.
Rather than over Christmas.
Yes.
Well, at least you know me now.
Yeah.
In person, you know where we are. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Lisa, welcome back. No stranger to the podcast.
Thanks for having me back. It's great to be back in Louise's lounge.
Thanks for that. Bit of a different one today.
It is.
And when we look at 2021, a little bit of reflection, what was your highlight of 2021?
Well, it has to be being nominated for the second year in a row for the Property Finder Broker of the Year. Extremely proud. And, you know, such an honour to be nominated, in fact, to be a winner.
You did win.
I did. I won an award. So the second year in a row. So really, I think it's such an honour because the real estate industry now in Dubai is full of very talented brokers, lots of them. And I think to be a winner in that category, you know, up against strong, tough competition, really was just the highlight of my year.
No, it was a great evening as well. We were down at the Burj Khalifa.
Certainly.
You got your award,
you
contributed
guys, yes.
to the company. We got more awards, most leads and best medium-sized boutique brokerage. So, yeah, it was a good event.
Exclusive Links did well this year.
2022?
2022 will go even better.
Bring it on. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Short and sweet this time. Thanks.
So, Nick, we've worked together for, what, 6-7 years now?
Yeah, I know.
So, and this year, you have taken home your fair share of Exclusive Links Awards. We've had Star Awards, we've had RevEd Awards.
Mm.
And so, how do you keep on getting those deals signed? How do you keep on bringing in the bucks? What are you doing differently or doing right?
Treat people how you love to be treated, not how you like to be treated. You love to be treated, you know? I've dealt with lots of different agents. Some of them are really rude, unhelpful. For me, I treat people like they're my best friend.
And I guess how you want to be treated.
Yeah, exactly. How you love to be treated, you know? Not just like to be treated. When you get treated really well by a salesperson or an agent or a friend, it makes you feel good. And you want to be around that person.
Yeah.
You want to keep going back to that person, you know?
And it's also nice to be remembered by a client, not just for the property services that you provided, but for the personality that you brought.
You don't even
see like, the relationship.
Exactly. You might not always get the deal, but you'll always get remembered. You know what I mean? I get a lot of referrals from people that I didn't close deals with, but I looked after them and I followed up with them and I was friendly with them and I got to know them. And they'll get a property from somewhere else and a lot of times they'll apologize to me for it, you know? And then a month or 6 months later, I'll get a phone call. Hi, John told me you're the only guy to work with. I didn't even close with John, no, but he still told me you're the guy to work with. And I get that a lot, you know? So maybe that's what it is.
Well, here's to another successful year for you.
Here's to another
and
one,
at Exclusive Links. And well done. Keep bringing those awards in, the deals in, the bucks in. And have a great Christmas, Nick.
All I need is a promotion.
Yeah, I need one too.
So, Norman, fellow Geordie.
Indeed.
Thank you for joining me today. First time on Property Talk from Louise's Lounge.
It is.
Hopefully you'll come back again. This won't be too traumatic for you.
Look forward to it.
We always see you as a bit of a joker. You like to have a bit of a fun. As I say, you came in before with your little dicky bow tie on and disappointed you took it off for this, but never mind. How do you balance the whole work, pleasure, business, you know, with the job? It's so busy with the job and you work all these hours, but how do you keep the fun in it?
I found it quite easy, to be honest with you, because I'm a very sociable person. I get on with everybody and anybody. I found coming here by myself 2 years ago, not having anybody here, it was very important to find a social life and get to know people.
Yeah.
I've been fortunate enough to sort of meet a good group of expats and a lot of different nationalities playing golf. I play at Ranchers Golf Club. We have a social every Thursday. And I've managed to achieve quite a few clients.
You mix the business and the pleasure element of it.
Yeah, definitely. They come to me now. I'm their
go-to
contact on any inquiries, property-wise. They come to me.
Yeah.
But I would say the same as a friend,
rather
than just a broker.
Yeah, it's nice to have that relationship, I think, with clients where it becomes more than just that rapport, and as you say, it becomes the friendship and the professional real estate person to go to.
We've actually got a couple of our clients who bought from me, now play on our football team.
I was going to say, we do actually, we have a few clients that are in a part of the football team, the Exclusive Links football team. That's great. Mm-hmm. We need more teams then and more clients to come and join.
I've got a large group of guys who are expat army guys.
Okay.
And there's a big group of them, great guys, but future business-wise, amazing.
Yeah. They'll keep the word going and bring them all to you.
Yeah, they bring contacts to me.
That's good to hear.
Which is good.
Well, thank you for being part of the episode.
I've enjoyed the time with Exclusive Links and looking forward to the future.
Sounds good. We're all on 2022.
Definitely.
Thank you. You joined Exclusive Links after being in the UK, doing the same job, an estate agency in the UK. What would you tell somebody who was in your position and wants to come to Dubai and do real estate?
I think it's a very competitive market in Dubai, and I would suggest that anybody that does want to come, I would suggest them that they can, you know, they have to obviously have a lot of dedication and a lot of hard work, and they have to be prepared that it's going to be slow in the start, but once they build it, they have to be socially active, so once they build a network, you know, then the sky is the limit, basically. They'll be able to, I wouldn't discourage anybody from coming. I would always say that if you have that ability in you, it's everybody's, some people make it, some people don't. I have seen a lot of people that haven't made it, and I've seen more people that have actually succeeded and are in a very, very, very different place from what they would have been in the UK. So I would suggest is, if you're wanting to take that leave, have a bit of savings on the side, definitely.
Absolutely,
because Dubai is expensive, which is honest truth.
Can't make money straight away coming
to
Dubai.
You need to have a backup, you need to have savings. Have savings, take the step if you can. If you can afford to come here, give yourself about 5-6 months to get in the market, get to know people, build that network, be socially active. This is very, very important. And then I would suggest, you know, they can be where we are all today as well.
It's the sky's the limit if you can persevere and put that work in.
Definitely.
What's the difference with the UK market to Dubai that you noticed?
So there's a couple of things which I've noticed. Sales especially, there's new projects being built in Dubai, so you always have to be on top of what there is. You have to know the market, you have to know new projects, you need to be like on the game. It's something like you wake up in the morning, you'll find there's a new thing being
where
built.
Did the building come from? It's crazy.
It's definitely. So that's what I've noticed, whereas I've worked in the London market, the properties there, there's no new buildings being
no
built.
Land.
There's no land, there's no half space. So the same property is being resold and at higher value. So they're more expensive in London than they are here. So this is one of the biggest, you know, the differences which I've noticed between the two. As for the rental side, I would say that in the UK rentals, it's a lot of the fee structure is different in Dubai. Here, tenants have to be prepared to make payments for agency fees, for a lot of other things, for electricity deposits, which we don't have back in the UK. In the UK, the owner is paying the agency to get their property rented. And also, you know, there's no hefty deposits. Another big thing is a lot of demand here is like upfront payments for the full year, 12, like four check payments for the year, and not like in the UK, you have monthly rental payments.
It's true.
So this is one of the biggest things which I've noticed being here in the last 3 years. This is different from a lot from the back.
Do you prefer it in Dubai to the
I
UK?
I do prefer it, definitely.
You have to say that.
I definitely prefer it in the UK. And if I had the choice to actually have both of them, I would still stick here with the real estate, definitely.
Great.
Not in the UK.
Thank you, Amina, for being part of our podcast today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Handy, I've been speaking to you on Zoom. I've been speaking to you on WhatsApp. And now we get to finally meet each other.
Finally.
I know. It was lovely to come into the Dubai Marina shop yesterday afternoon and see your smiley face there.
Thank you.
So you have been in the industry, what now, for 12 years?
For 12 years.
I thought I'd been in the industry for a long time, which I have, but...
It's just gone like a wind.
And how long have you been in Dubai in total?
In total, around 13 years.
Okay, all right. So you joined real estate when you first came to Dubai. Oh, okay, fantastic. So can you remember, I mean, it was a very different industry then, very different Dubai then. Can you remember the first property you sold or rented?
I will never forget.
T- Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
It was 5 studio apartments in one of the project in Dubai Marina. Uh-huh. I don't want to mention the name because it got cancelled.
Oh dear. Okay, right. Well, that was so, Dubai back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm still in touch with those two investors who are friends, Mr. George and Philip. So it was 5 studios and it was off plan and it was a great excitement for me. You know, I was very nervous. I was not even able to hold the pen. I was
5 studios, that's a big deal. You
know, yes, they just decided in a second and they came to my office at night around 11 to sign the SPA, can you believe? So, and it brought really good money. My first income in real estate, and I still remember I was keeping it in my wardrobe. Like, you know.
I bet you've spent it by now though, yeah? Because now you're earning the bigger bucks and more bucks and so on. It's always good to hold on to your origins. It's always good to hold on to those first deals and the memories, but most important, it's always good to hold on to those customers.
Exactly.
Because if you are holding on to customers today that were dealing with you 12 years ago, that's a true testament to how you are as a real estate broker. True. So well done you.
I have a lot, Sarah. I have a lot of investors from past where I'm still in touch. I'm socializing with them. I'm into their families, you know, I'm playing with their kids. And in the past, they decided to sell their properties. They took my service. They advised my service to their friends, and it's all about referrals and referrals. You know, so
best compliments you can get. Yeah, and you still love obviously working in real estate.
I love it. I really do enjoy.
Excellent. Well, we're pleased that you're part of the Exclusive Links team and doing well for us, and we're even happier that you're here with us on our podcast episode. So thank you for joining us today and have a great Christmas.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you.
Together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Christmas party tomorrow night.
Yes, so I know. That'll
be good. Yeah, I've come to town at the right time. Thank you.
I'm so glad to see you, to meet you, Zara. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Elena, thanks for joining in on this festive episode. Thank you. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you know, the fire in the belly and finding that passion for real estate. Because when you were home in Georgia, you made an investment, your own personal investment into real estate at a very young age.
Yeah.
So why did you do that? What gave you that drive to do that?
Well, actually, to be honest, when I invested first time, I did not really know what I'm doing. So it was kind of, I don't want to keep my money in the bank because, you know, bank does not give you that much profit. So I've heard people investing and making money. So I started with little, literally. And after 1 year, I saw that it gave me really good capital appreciation.
I was going to say, so you started with a little, but it made you a lot.
Yeah, it made me, like, I was not expecting. It made me more than banks literally could have given to me. So, and then I found myself that I decided to pitch my friends and family.
With anything that you do, I think it's always better to be able to do it with your own personal experience.
Exactly.
Because you can talk from the heart, you can talk from your own personal experience.
Exactly.
And do you find that is the case then when you are talking to customers here in Dubai?
That's true, because I always imagine myself in customers' place when they buy, and I'm so nervous when we are choosing a property, especially with the clients who live abroad. Mm-hmm. I take it very personally. I feel like it's me who's buying and I don't want to do mistakes. And I think I'm more nervous than my client because I'm taking it too personal, and I'm trying my best to comfort my client, to make it stress-free. And the best compliment I think I'm getting is when my clients tell me, like, you have done a great job, when I see the profit, when I see a good ROI or capital appreciation.
And are they buying, most of the clients that you deal with, are they buying off-plan or ready properties?
Well, when I invested a long time ago, it was off-plan. So I had a passion to off-plan, to be honest. But I have majority of clients were buying a secondary market, but now, because of the situation in Dubai, because physically secondary market is I see demand on both, both markets. So actually, I'm just trying to suit off plan or secondary to.
But it's so rewarding, isn't it, when a customer comes back to you and you've done a good job for them.
Yeah.
You've made the money. It's even more rewarding when they come back to you with a client, exactly. A friend or a family member that they're referring to you. So well done. Thanks for coming on board today.
Thanks for having me.
And I know this speaking in front of a camera is not a natural
thing.
Yeah,
that's my
You've
first
done a great, great job. So thanks for coming on our
Thank
podcast.
Thank you. Thanks so Elena. Much.
So Tatiana, you're from Ukraine and you're one of our Russian speakers. What is it like at the market at the moment for Russian speaker investors?
Well, there is a lot of Russian speaker investors nowadays in the market. There is a lot of investors and end users. A lot of post-USSR countries, people looking forward to move to Dubai or to invest in Dubai because this is the most safe country in the world. This is the city of opportunities. This is the city of the future. So I believe many people really, really interested to settle down here and just to invest, to be safe, and to be sure about the future they will have in investment.
Do you find that originally they were maybe coming across just to buy a maybe holiday home or an investment, but they're actually deciding to relocate after they visited? Have you had any instance like that?
Well, there is people who are basically was looking just for an investment, but of course, many people will stay for some time to understand how is it and what's mean to live in Dubai. And yes, there is people who want to settle down, but still they look into invest as well.
Every property you purchase, whatever the reasons, always got to be a good investment. But yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here today and giving us your input into the market.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thanks,
it was a pleasure.
Thank you, Tatiana.
So, Ryza, lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you as well.
Yeah, it's nice. It was nice to walk into the office and see all these warm, welcoming, familiar faces. So, you know, obviously just be back for the week. So a busy week it's been, and we've had a great morning this morning speaking to lots of people. So the area that you concentrate in more is ranches and Mira.
Exactly.
So obviously you're seeing a lot of activity there. Me coming back to Dubai, it's house after house after house. But then I'm still hearing through our podcast episodes, through other people that I'm speaking to the industry, there's still a big issue with stock. And tell me a little bit about how these villa communities are behaving and performing at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. We might have a few reasons why we have this low stock. Dubai market is booming at the moment, but not only in real estate, it's booming as well in jobs market. Mm-hmm. And we have lots of newcomers.
Mm-hmm. An expo, I guess.
The expo is another reason, even though majority have their accommodation. But indeed, we have as well people who have moved from the apartments into the villas.
Because of the pandemic,
absolutely, for bigger space, many are working from homes and they need a piece of garden. And not only this, probably it's unique that we have lots of Europeans who have decided to buy post-lockdown and they became tenants, which obviously...
So your tenants are becoming homeowners now?
Absolutely. And, well, yeah, we do have
Which is great for you because it's creating more movement in the market. So you've got your tenants that are now coming to you to find a house to buy, or are they buying houses that they're already renting in? Or
many do. They decided, okay, I have rented for 2-3 years, why not to buy? And owners, sellers are happy because they get either closer to original price or a better, or maybe even more, and why not? Because they never know what's going
on. Well, those perfectly priced properties at the moment, they are going, aren't they? They're moving.
I will say that prices for the sale, they have reached a steady...
Sustainable level.
In terms of rent, no. We might, for the big villas, like in Ranches 2 or Ranches 1, for those big villas, we reach to have a double amount.
Right.
which is we haven't had this in the last probably 4, 5, or 6 years. Mm-hmm. Indeed, very big rentals. But let's not forget that we have lots of new projects coming on the market, mm-hmm. and these projects mainly are townhouses that will mm-hmm. open one after one.
Roll out phases one after another. Yeah,
and we'll have lots of supply on the market. Mm. What I will say, that big villas, standalone villas, large plot areas will always be in demand, mm-hmm. because the new project that we have mainly townhouses, and they will do create quite a lot of competition. Mm-hmm. And I think prices will, you know, get at the right amount.
Well, thanks for your insight into the villa communities and the townhouses. I'm pleased that the market's active, because that's all good for you.
Absolutely.
And it's good for us. So have a great Christmas with your family.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, Wiser.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Suano, an enthusiast of all things sports. You used to be a tennis coach. Real estate, equally as competitive.
Yes, first of all, thank you for welcoming us in your beautiful home.
Thanks for coming.
thank you for having us all. Take over. Yes, this actually made me think a year and a half ago, the comparisons between sport and real estate is purely, for me, I've always found that we congratulate each other on every single deal that we do, even if it's big or small, and that actually made me scratch my head a little bit, because it made me just feel like we're just doing our jobs, but at the end of the day, it's like a little match that we're playing. So for me, in the real estate, it's whoever wants it the most. So you're going out there, you're doing the battle, you are mentally prepared, going into an industry which is cutthroat, and any sport is cutthroat. So any little victory, i.e. a deal, equals to a reward, and that's why we all at Exclusive Links share the celebration, the reward, and even if it's big or small. But I do see us, if we go out there every single time, who wants it the most really is the one who's going to get the deal.
You've got to have the passion, you've got to persevere, you've got to keep at
100%.
It, and the will.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you, Arnold.
So, Hyatt, welcome to our episode, episode.
Thank you.
Of Property Talk from Louisa's Lounge. We finally get to meet face to face.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we've had a couple of Zoom meetings, haven't we, and conversations over WhatsApp and so on, whilst I've been in Scotland, so really nice to finally meet you.
Likewise.
Otherwise known as Miss Victory Heights.
Oh yeah.
For Exclusive Links, you're certainly have taken command of that area for us, for yourself and for your customers. And obviously you're very close to the community, as you live there and you work there.
True.
So we often refer to you as our Victory Heights brand ambassador and community specialist. So tell me a little bit about what's going on at Victory Heights at the moment. You get a lot of landlords and sellers that list with you, and in so many cases they're rented or they're sold before you've even listed.
Yeah, they don't make it on the market. Most of my listings, they do not make it on the market. So I mean, landlords, they call me, they text me, they say, "Hi, we've got this coming up, would you like it?" And I always ask, a bit cheeky, but I always ask, "Can you give me a week head start? Because, you know, I know that I can rent it in this week." Yeah. And they say, "Okay, fine, you get a week." And then after 2-3 days, it's gone. So that's for the rental.
Yeah.
It's very, very fast moving. I've got lots of clients waiting. And they just ask me, as soon as anything comes up in Victory Heights, even if they have to break their lease, where they are doing so.
Wow.
Because they're so rare.
And like, is this because people are looking for the larger spaces, or is it because they wanted to take advantage of the prices at the moment, or?
To be honest, they're gonna take advantage of everything. Not at the moment, that was before. I mean, the last year I've seen so many people wanting to get into Victory Heights because they kind of anticipated the rise in prices for the rental. They're looking for, obviously, space, large gardens, they're looking for privacy, they're looking for greenery, for prime location. They're looking for, I mean, I'm a bit biased, I live there,
and you deserve to be biased. It's a great community, and so many, not only green spaces in the gardens, but so many
parks,
community green parks, spaces.
Yeah. We've got more than 50% of Victory Heights at the moment, it's all greenery, lush, and, you know, you see all the kids, it's secure, you know, all the kids are on bicycles, scooters, dogs everywhere, with the nannies, with the, you know, residents running, jogging. we really are spoiled in Victoria Heights for choice, you know. But when a villa comes up, I mean, literally, we have people overbidding each other. Clients are overbidding. So you get a villa coming for 300 and then someone comes, please, I'll pay 330. But obviously we don't work like that because we have ethics. So we give it obviously to the first one who, you know, inquired about that listing. But yeah, I mean, at the moment, I mean, there's huge rise in prices in Victoria Heights. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It went up to 50%.
Wow.
As in rental.
And you've got to leave us really quickly and race off now to go and list another property.
Yes, yes.
Is that for sale or for rent?
Sale. I'm so excited about it.
Excellent.
It's a stunning upgraded B1 type 5-bedroom property in one of the best locations in Victoria Heights.
So well,
you have villas on the golf course that have, you know, not the best location because they don't look over greenery, or you have some golf balls coming in. But this one is Vastu compliant. You will have no golf balls whatsoever. It has perfect sunset view on the garden and stunningly upgraded. I mean, I can't wait to list it.
That's not a problem that we face in the UK. Golf balls flying into your garden.
Yeah.
So that's also all quite new. And of course, you know, in UK real estate agents probably wouldn't even know what Vastu was in a lot of cases, because that's also not something that they're needing to try and meet the demands of their customers. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're
on
welcome.
Today's episode.
Pleasure.
Our Christmas, I think we're at episode 11.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for coming on
Pleasure
board.
Pleasure to
and,
meet you as well.
Yeah, have
finally.
A great Christmas with your family.
Thank you too.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, great.
Merry Christmas.
That was better. Those singers.
I'll get producer right.
It was like scorpion.
Thank you for joining us today on Property Talk from Louise's Lounge. Hope you've enjoyed the episode, and thank you to Zara for joining us today.
It's been fun. It's been fun. It's been fun being back with the team and in the office, and
It's good fun. It was great
absolutely.
To have you today, being there doing the presenting as well with me.
Yeah, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Great team today, great episode, really enjoyed it. But as always, if you have any suggestions or any topics you would like us to cover in 2022, please do let us know and tune again next time, and wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas from me too.